Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, Adam, I think the most important thing is what's best for Tez Walker, period. 100%. And we wanted to tell him in person. We wanted to make sure he was okay. We wanted to make sure that that night he was okay and where he was going to be and be around friends and people that he cared about, because we constantly are concerned, as I said about that young man this morning. I am responsible for every one of these young men to their parents. And this morning we were talking to a parent when we weren't sure where the young guy was and we couldn't find him. And that's a frightening thing. And everybody loves their kids. And when we take one here, we're responsible for them. So I'm not going to apologize for standing up and trying to do what's best for our young person, and making sure that he understands that we have exhausted every possibility that we can to help him. Because if we haven't, then we're not doing our job.
All right. That's Mac Brown, the head coach of North Carolina. And I believe the person who asked that question is with us, Adam Smith, inside Carolina at Adam_Smith_. I see you ask all the good questions, Adam. Maybe not all of them. But, I mean, because you can't ask all the questions, that would be selfish. But I appreciate your time. Where are we with this? We'll get into the back and forth, the silliness between the NCAA and the university in a second. But where is the university now? Are they doing anything? Are they exploring any possibilities to continue the fight for Tez this year?
You know how it is. We need to carve out like 3 hours for this. Uh-huh. It depends on who you listen to, AG. Obviously, they had the emergency board of trustees meeting the other day. And we have been told that from people I trust that a lot of that was just for show.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't come out of there with anything concrete moving forward that could really change this. Now these are sources,
right?
If you believe what we have been told from Tez Walker's camp, that this is not over. And, I heard yesterday was pretty busy.
Yeah.
It's been pretty busy forever. And, I heard yesterday that one of the people I know in that camp said, we haven't even started turning up the heat yet. So I don't know what that means.
I'm throwing up my hands. Like, what are they going to do?
It's a great soundbite. Is that what they call it in your business? Soundbite?
Yes. Yes.
It's in our business. It's a money quote, I would say. But, to answer your question, I think that the reality has set in, if it hadn't already, for people at UNC. I think Mac says a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he's a great communicator. That's what he does. And he went on his radio show on Monday nights. He always has a radio show Monday nights. And he obviously all this stuff was going on. He's talking all about it. And he said one sentence in there, I don't think he'll play this year, which to me, I took that as Mac accepting reality or reality starting to set in. And then he qualified that very quickly by saying, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all the legal ramifications. I don't know the different paths. That's why we were with the board of trustees today. So where we are is he's not playing against Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do not think he will play this season, but I have been wrong before. So that's where we are. If that helps.
No, it does.
I know that.
It does. Actually, we spoke to an attorney. Adam Smith from Inside Carolina is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We spoke to an attorney, sports attorney, and I trust attorney, out of New York. And he said, North Carolina's got a legal path to get Tez eligible probably within 7 to 10 days. But it would also mean a massive contradiction to what the university and what Mac Brown has argued for, which are, further restrictions on waivers granted to second time transfers, because according to Mark Edelman, says it's an antitrust a violation that you have however many athletes and without the ability to collectively bargain, which obviously they do not have at this point, they have had their rights squashed, and that would be a violation of antitrust law. So, but North Carolina could argue that, but then again, you'd have to be arguing that the rule that you lobbied for is wrong.
And you'd have to sue yourself, would you not?
Kind of.
Would UNC have to, if UNC is going to, you know,
yeah, no.
I just missed law school, AG, just missed it. It was real close.
Me too.
Well, you know way more than I do. Yeah. But would you not, as an NCAA member institution, I believe, have to sue yourself if you're going to sue the NCAA because you've agreed to these bylaws, I think.
Yes. And isn't that what the NCAA also said, if we could get into just that element real quick? And I do want to talk about Carolina versus Minnesota because that's a big deal. But when the NCAA, in their second-to-last paragraph, is like, this is what you wanted. This is what all of you for a year and a half have screamed for, to make it more difficult for second-time transfers. I personally think you should never have to ask for a waiver. That I don't. If you're a college athlete, you're a college student, you're a coach, anybody can go wherever they want at any time.
Same here.
But this is exactly what they wanted, and now because they kind of miscalculated how the new rules would be applied, which is what I think happened here, now they're they got bit by it.
There's a million different little layers that we have learned about since that day on August the 8th when the news just dropped and it was like, oh, crap. It's the biggest onion ever. I don't know. Just talking about the layers. But what UNC, what Mac argues is that, yes, I was vocal about the two-time transfer, the multiple transfer rule, guys being on a fourth school. UNC has some guys that have transferred out that are on their fourth school right now that are playing. Mac has been, I was vocal about that. But what they have said in their defense is they don't view Tez Walker as being a two-time transfer, even though he's been to two different schools. UNC is his third college he's been enrolled in.
Yep.
Their argument is, they canceled the season at NC Central because of the pandemic. He didn't play, although he participated in spring practices.
Mm-hmm.
And the only games he ever played, which are true, were at Kent State.
Yep.
Played 20 games, and that's it. So that UNC's argument is it's a one-time deal. But you're right. The NCAA made a point to word that and underline that, in addition to calling out Mac Brown by name, in addition to essentially calling him a troublemaker, because they said we're troubled by these.
Yes.
And in addition to saying that they've received violent and possibly criminal threats because of the PR campaign that Carolina has sort of launched against it.
I wish none of it happened. You and I are in agreement. Tez Walker should be eligible. Hey, the mental health part of it, which is still a valid reason for granting the waiver.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
For the best TV viewing experience, witness the coziest maroons, the most vibrant and brightest moons, the eeriest and darkest tombs, and radiant and vivid hues in any type of room with the Neo QLED and OLED TVs by Samsung. We're supposed to say Samsung, but that didn't rhyme, so you're welcome. Samsung, more wow than ever.
I think should have applied. It didn't, but as I've said for now, the better part of a week and a half, last time you and I spoke, it was clear from reading, and Greg Barnes' piece on this was so eye-opening to me. it was clear that they didn't buy his reasons for leaving Central in the first place, which is why they consider him a two-time transfer, because they felt like that was purely for, well, I just want to go there. Not that I'm afraid that my season is going to get canceled again, which ultimately didn't happen, but certainly could have. All right, let's talk about the Golden Gophers.
And what a turn.
We got like 3 minutes to do this. The North Carolina didn't get any sacks in game two against App. I think they played a better team in game two than they played in South Carolina in game one. We could probably debate that, but I think App is a better football team than South Carolina. I think they're better on both lines. Has something to do with it. But what's your read on North Carolina through two games?
Well, the steel curtain did not show up against App State in terms of sacking the quarterback. But, I think this is going to be an interesting game for UNC. In terms of Minnesota, they have really not been scored on, although the teams they have played are Nebraska and Eastern Michigan. Right. They pitched a shutout last week. Eastern Michigan did not have positive yardage in the second half. The only team that's been in the end zone is Nebraska. So, but to what you're saying, I'm deviating from what you're saying. No, they had the 9 sacks against South Carolina. It was unreal, considering what they did last year in that department and how maligned they have been by some of this fan base. But they did not sack App State JUCO transfer quarterback Joey Aguilar, who was making his first ever NCAA start on the road. They might get to him.
You seem dismissive of that.
No, I don't. I shouldn't.
I mean, played well.
My academic career, I really shouldn't. You thought that he might be a little bit compared to a guy like Spencer Rattler, you thought they might could maybe rattle, a guy who's making his first ever start on that level.
Right.
They did not sack him. They hit him. They had him. They had 9 hits on him. They were there. They just did not get him to the ground. And in some of the key moments against App State, the play that ended the game, Kamen Rucker was right there with some backside pressure. Had an interception in the second half. I believe it was the fourth quarter. Cedric Gray was mauling him, and he got the ball off, and Don Chapman intercepted it. So the numbers took a precipitous drop.
Yeah.
But I still think that through two games, UNC has showed marked improvement in that area. I don't know if they'll get 9 against Minnesota. Don't think so, the way Minnesota runs the ball.
Yeah.
But I think that area has gone from a huge question mark to a possible strength. I mean, mm-hmm. they're deep and they're getting after it up front.
Yeah, sometimes it's not even the sacks. And I was more looking at the sacks were great against South Carolina. I thought it was their work against the run that really jumped out to me. And because if you can slow teams' running games down or shut them down, it kind of makes everything else easier. I mean, I hate to be football coachy about it, but it puts them in difficult, down and distance situations. And that's what you're looking for to eliminate their options as an offense. Minnesota's probably not the greatest passing offense we've ever seen. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. But so if they can stop the run, if they can slow the run down, then they'll be in good shape. I was impressed with that. Real quick, before we have to say goodbye to Adam Smith of Inside Carolina. Offensively, and this speaks to the absence of Tez Walker, really. Where are they? We know Amarian Hampton can run, we haven't seen. Although there were a couple of nice plays down the field from Drake May. Where are they in terms of the passing offense?
They have been. This is becoming a concern among some of Blue Heaven, just because they got. They've been spoiled. they're not there yet with their passing offense. And it's really, if you want to get into the numbers, we've been playing Law and Order on this show. We did Friday Night Lights just now.
Yeah.
We did with your coach speak. If you really want to get into the numbers, they are interesting. Drake May has started now 16 games in college. There were 14 games last year, 2 games this season. The first 8 games, the numbers are unreal. And some of those games, he did not have Josh Downs or Antoine Green.
Right.
Both of them are in the NFL now. But the first 8, nasty. Now, the 8 since then, There has only been one game he has thrown for more than 295 yards. I know 295 yards are a lot, but he averaged well over 300
right
last season. There's been one of those, like, monster nights, which was at Wake Forest when they won the Coastal Division last year. The numbers have dropped off, but part of that is because of the run game that they have found so far this year. Marion Hampton's number, 234 yards this past weekend, were the most in college football. No one ran for more.
Mm-hmm.
But they're searching there. They expect to have Nate McCollum, the Georgia Tech transfer, full go, were the words that we heard. He's been battling a groin. He didn't play against South Carolina. He only played 9 snaps
right
against App State. So they expect to have him back. Now, he's a twitchy guy in the slot. But they have missed on some plays, too. They had Kamari Morales, the tight end, open on what would have been a touchdown, and he didn't catch it. It was a little behind him, or he might have dropped it. They've missed Gavin Blackwell, who's a burner. Down the field. But that's an area, that they're trying to iron out. I mean, it's a new guy calling the plays in Chip Lindsey. Drake, I thought, interestingly, you can find the videos over on Inside Carolina YouTube page. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. We were talking to Drake this week, and he said that there were about 8 plays against App State, called pass plays, that he checked out of at the line of scrimmage into runs just because App was, it's like NC State did them last year, Adam. Like, they just dropped Tony Gibson just dropped everybody.
Right.
I think he rushed 3 guys and dropped 8. These teams are dropping these guys and not getting beat over the top right
sure
now. And Drake hits, I think that's what you ask of a quarterback at the NFL level, is to diagnose it, get yourself in the right protection, the right play call, and try to beat what's in front of you. But that is definitely an area to watch, because some people – they want 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They want his name up there with Caleb Williams and the Heisman.
Right.
And Deion's kid and everyone else who's going off right now.
I'm glad you mentioned Shedeur Sanders, because he's, at this point, it's 2 games, a stupid small sample size, but
yeah.
I mean, he's been amazing. At 500 yards his first game, 300 and some odd his second game. So, yeah, he's probably deserves to be mentioned in that list. I'm putting you on that list, Adam Smith, Inside Carolina, at Adam_Smith_IC. My friend, I appreciate your time. Great work, as always. We'll talk to you again.
You betcha. Always good. Thank you.
You got it. Adam Smith.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored. Ugh, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, and other fine pharmacies. In the foot care section.